Unit 14. Listening, page 69.
Can you describe Pacific World to me? What exactly is it?
Pacific World is a destination management company. They have offices all across Asia, Southeast Asia and China. A destination management company is a company that basically when you go on holiday or you organise an event in Asia, they are the people that handle all of the ground arrangements. So if you were on holiday and arranging tours, transfers, hotel accommodation, they are the people behind the scenes that organise those.
And are they also for business travellers?
Not so much business travellers, but for event management agencies. If you are an event management agency in the UK organising a conference or incentive over there, you will always use a DMC, destination management company, to do that because they have all the local relationships, they organise all the dinner venues, they organise all the creative ideas to make your event special.
What sort of company might use you?
Someone like World Event Management or various different companies, probably names that wouldn't be that well known because their agency is usually about maximum 100 people. So it could be marketing agencies with an event management side to them. But the people using those are people like pharmaceutical companies, IT companies, who would use an event management agency to organise their annual conference for their staff or incentive for their sales staff, that kind of thing.
What's the biggest event or conference that you've organised?
We're just working at the moment on a conference to... It's a corporate company that have come to us to organise a conference for all of their worldwide staff in Shanghai. It's for 1,500 people. So for them, we then have to... Because they don't know China, they don't know Shanghai, and they know that we do, we've then sourced all of the accommodation and the meeting space. So you're talking about several hotels for that size group, all within close proximity to the convention centre. I think China, more than anywhere, is based very much on relationships. Nothing, no business is done on a phone call or an email. You can't phone up and say, have you got availability for this? They will, you have to take them out for lunch and talk weeks in advance. For things. So I think in that sense, China is one of the places where you absolutely have to use a destination management company. You can't get in through another angle. So for them, apart from organising all the meeting facilities, all the then you'd have to do transfers from all the hotels, a social programme which will involve different evenings entertainment with a big, I think they've got a big welcome dinner on the first night and a big gala dinner on the last night. But because it's all different nationalities as well, they'll organise translators, English-speaking staff, any kind of documentation that you need while you're there.
Why have they chosen Shanghai?
They were looking at Shanghai and Europe. Shanghai's got huge facilities for large meetings because it is booming, and the hotels go up so quickly, everything is built so quickly that it can cater to that size. Also, Shanghai is such a modern up-and-coming city, it is the place to go at the moment. It's expensive, the rates are very high because they can do, just like Hong Kong was not so many years ago, that's what Shanghai is now. So I think prestige, actually. Well, it's an exciting, exotic place to go, and it's also very much, it's a huge financial centre that is booming, and so in that sense, to a finance company, which this is, it's incentivising to their staff, and they see the sort of affluence of a destination, and it gives you a big buzz.